Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
But yeah, I truly feel absolutely batshit insane.
I'm doing mad poorly. Maybe I'm just like depressed. I don't know. I'm just sort of like lazy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, why would I eat? And that's my day.
God. I also like took the time to cook something the other day.
Dark.
And I was like, I don't want to eat this.
Okay.
I made a tofu stir fry. And he's like, okay, that's nice. Gonna make me feel better. Well, it was terrible. Yeah. Everything tasted awful.
You know what happened to me that was dark? I guess it wasn't that dark. I feel like it's been ages since I've talked to you.
It's been a long time. I've been truly MIA. Like, just...
I've been doing nothing important, but also, like, nothing useful.
Fucking sour cream and onion Pringle high. Like, who knows what happened to me. I don't know how it's December. I feel like I, like, blacked out in, like, around November 15th. Literally. And I'm just coming back into, like, consciousness now.
Yes. I also... We've all already talked about that TikTok, right? Where it's, like, to match with somebody on Thanksgiving.
No, we haven't talked about it.
Oh, there's this TikTok where she's like, if you match with somebody on Thanksgiving, like, girl, get over it. Like, if you have made it to Thanksgiving and you are single, like, hunker down. The holidays
are... Oh, wait,
are,
you did. Yes. You did say
the
that.
The holidays are for you to be alone. Try again in the new year.
Oh, that's how you also know my mental health is bad. Redownloaded Hinge because I hate myself.
Yeah. I didn't, but I'm sort of, like, floundering. I'm sort of like, what is this space that I'm in? Dark.
Yeah, because I re-downloaded it like an idiot, being like, I'm in a new space, there's new people. And I'm like, you're never, just stop it, you idiot.
Yesterday, my friend was hanging out with her, and she was like, I think I'm, like, interested in, like, being set up on blind dates. And I was like, oh my god, like, I have a friend, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, showing her pictures, and she was like, no. I was like, fair.
Honestly, though, like, at this point, I don't know if I necessarily want it to be a blind date, because I would like to know everything about them beforehand, but I would like someone to do all the work for me, because I cannot handle it.
Like, I do want it to be like, oh, I have this friend who, like, just happens to be single, even though he's, like, totally a catch, and, like, has similar interests to you. I'd be like, okay, amazing.
And then my sister's boyfriend's daughter, who is now 14.
That's so old.
So old. I thought she was 13. No, 14, like, almost turning 15. Mm-hmm. Truly shocking.
Wow. It's been a while since we were, like, sophomores. I think that was the first time I met him, right? Were they dating our sophomore year?
Yes. They started dating my sophomore year of college. They've been together for such a long time.
Well, that's good. That must be love.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Does she even know? Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, so that was interesting. Just hanging with a 14-year-old.
Like a teen. I'm truly, like...
A teen.
Talk to me about TikTok.
And she told me I was using TikTok wrong, which hurt.
I'm sure we are.
But I was like, it's probably true.
Is there a right way to use it?
But I asked her, I was like, am I correct that I'm not supposed to follow an account, that I'm really just supposed to, like, be on my For You page? And she's like, that's correct. And I was like, thank God. The teens have blessed my use of TikTok, so I'm fine.
And it's also like, what?
Oh my god, I just thought of another terrible moment that happened to me at work.
At work, okay.
Regarding TikTok. Okay, because I was in a meeting, and my boss was like, somebody just sent me this link to a TikTok, I don't know how to open it. I don't know how to, like, see things that look like people have stitched together. And I was like, oh, I can show you. And so now it's like a joke that I'm like, I'm the TikTok person, which I am so not a TikTok person. We're in a fucking, like, again, a room full of, like, very famous editors. There, someone brings up TikTok. My boss is like, oh, Megan knows TikTok. And I was like, don't tell. We don't need to announce that to a room.
Everyone on earth knows TikTok.
Yeah. And they were started to proceed to ask me questions about TikTok and, like, TikTok stars. And I was like, there's been a gray bear. My use of TikTok is not correct. Mm-hmm. I am not cool. I don't know what I'm doing. I do not know anything about it. I'm the wrong person to be asking. And it was just really embarrassing that I was like, don't refer to me as the TikTok person.
I actually can't help in any way.
Like, I can't. They're like, she'll keep us young. And I was like, not me.
Yeah.
Wrong person.
I've been, like, seeing a lot of job postings that are, like, totally well-versed in every kind of social media. And I was like, over my dead body, I am well-versed in social. Like, I would rather die than be well-versed in social media.
I would lie every time.
Of course I would lie.
That's one of my skills, social media skills. That's, if you're under the age of 30, you can put down social media skills.
Exactly. But also I'm like, ugh, do I want a job that's going to, like, make me do social media stuff? No. Because I think social media is fake and rotting our brains. But Have you seen Licorice Pizza?
I have not, but I did see your beautiful letterboxed review.
Dude, Paul Thomas actually is like legitimately one of the worst directors of all time. He's so bad.
Such a hot take. And here's the thing. I haven't seen many of his movies. I have not seen Licorice Pizza, but I do know that it's your opinion is probably so bold and off kilter that you were like, this is a student film. This can fuck right off.
It was so bad. Like, so literally, bad that I was like, I might walk out.
I'm scrolling through reviews and they're like, 5 stars. A master. Like, five
read
stars,
the whole thing in IndieWire, 5-star
fucking
review.
Fucking Charlotte, 0.5 star. Like, I would never, I think I've given a movie a 0.5 star once. One movie.
I was seething the entire time. Also, do you know how much I paid to see that movie?
$22.
$23.50.
Oh, it was close.
Plus a $7 Sprite.
Did you see it? Where did you see it? That it was $23.50.
I don't know. I also don't think it's wide released yet, which is maybe why it's so expensive. But
I have no idea. I saw it at but you hated
the Alamo
it,
Draft House in
like.
Downtown Brooklyn for everyone's reference. It was awful. Like the first scene, I legitimately was like, "What the fuck?" They were like, "Oh, big boy, you think you can talk to me?" I was like, "Shut up!" Like, who wrote this?
Wait, they used the term "big boy."
I don't think so, but like, it was very cheesy.
So I'm like very
fake
that.
Line stuff, and I was like, "How is anybody watching this?" And I do feel like a lot of people that I follow and read reviews of were like, "This movie was amazing," like blah blah blah. Here's all the good things, but then somebody liked my review, and then I looked at their recent likes, and they had liked a shit ton of like bad reviews for Licorice Pizza, and it was a lot of people who were like, "What the fuck is this? Like, this is so boring and disjointed and like bad, and like, what the fuck is Bradley Cooper doing in it? It's horrible."
Gotta watch it just to see your hot takes, because I will say, Alex is so happy about this. Like, he's like, "It's my favorite content." He's like, "I wait for it all the time. I can't wait for her to watch another one of his movies."
I think I'm gonna do Magnolia.
He texted me like 2 weeks ago, and he's like, "I am so excited for Licorice Pizza, not to watch it, to see Charlotte's review." Like, he's on board with the content that you're releasing.
I just think someone needs to say it. It's like, somebody needs to look at that movie and be like, "Come on. Like, you can't think this is good for no reason." They cast there's a 15-year-old boy who is Philip Seymour Hoffman's son, who starts like sort of hanging out, being friends with a 25-year-old Alana Haim, who also has
Is he actually 15?
I don't know, but he's playing 15. I don't know.
Okay, there's no way that I can't believe that he's 15, but okay.
I have no idea. And then for some reason they start selling waterbeds. None of this is explained. For some reason they install a waterbed at Bradley Cooper's house. None of this is explained. They lose their business at some point. None of this is explained. There's a gas shortage. None of this is explained. I suppose by history, but
okay, like that's history. That's like, it's explained by
it's not like really touched on. And I mean, whatever. And then all of a sudden she's working for a councilman who is one of the Safdies. I want to say Benny. And then anyway, I'm not gonna spoil it any further, but. What the fuck? Like, what is the point of this?
Is it explained why it's called Licorice Pizza?
No!
Perfect.
I also was, like, racking my brain. I was like, did they say it? Did I miss it? Yeah. I don't know. First scene, I was just like, oh, shit. This is such bad writing. And it's going to be about nothing. Which is funny, because I don't care if movies are about anything, as you know.
But you're not about this. So I need to watch that.
But don't pay a lot of money for it.
Okay.
Maya Rudolph is in it.
I'm just excited to see what I think versus your review.
Because people I do like respect and trust are like, "This was a good movie," and I'm like, "Okay, you're wrong, but okay."
Again, you also think Pee Wee's Big Adventure is a cinematic masterpiece.
I just saw it in theaters again. They were playing it at a theater in Manhattan, and because they were doing road movies.
Okay. Oh, you do love a road? Yes. They stole our theme. Look at that fucking. Yeah, we did
1 week of road movies. They played like the 20 road movies. There's a lot of road movies.
There is.
Which ones did we do?
God. We did. Wow.
Thelma and Louise.
We did that. Thelma and Louise, and then we did that other one that you wanted to watch with that dude that wanders out of the desert.
Oh, Paris, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Word.
Which was not a road movie, but we did it anyways.
It
because
was a road
we were
movie.
Like,
they played it during the road movie thing at the place in Manhattan.
Okay, cool. Then it counts.
We were right.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck licorice pizza. Think. I saw it alone on a Tuesday at 10:30 p.m.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Doing things alone. I've been trying to like be social and it's just gone poorly. You know, I've also gotten to the point again, it happens every 3 months where I decide I hate every clothing item I own.
Yes. Same.
So same. Maybe I'll go on a shopping spree, but I can't because I've spent a terrifying amount of money setting up this apartment.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive.
It's deeply upsetting. And it's the holidays. I have to get gifts. I haven't done any of that yet.
I'm sort of behind, but I did it all online. Anyway, it went fine. Yeah. Just like a solid $400 hit. Just like immediately in one night. I was like,
yep, it's gonna happen. And then I went out to dinner with my friend to a very delicious Thai place. And I tried to order it medium spicy. And this was like a legit Thai place. And the waiter's like, I'm not doing that.
Like,
and I was like, you know what? I will say, and then I was like, do it. I want the medium. And he was like, I will not serve that to you. And I was like, okay. I was like, I am a little white girl. It's fine. I respect your decision. It was delicious. And then I drink a lot of water, naturally. And then it was very embarrassing because he brought two pitchers of water over to the table. And he's like, it was too spicy, wasn't it? I was like, no, I drink a lot of water. Don't tell me this.
No, I drink. This is my choice. Yeah.
This is my choice. This has nothing to do with the food. It was a wonderful Thai restaurant, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. But I was like, this is embarrassing. And I was with my friend, and she's from Taiwan. And I was like, I am
embarrassing myself.
That's the other thing with like spice. I am that person where I'm like, I'll order the spiciest thing to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. I also was fried chicken
places where you're like, I'll do anything. Where they're like, sign a waiver. I'm like, I'll do it.
I would never. I would be like, I know my limits. I never want to skydive.
Yeah. Interesting. Again, because I cannot admit that I cannot handle something. Whether it is passing out or eating a certain spice level.
I feel like I can pass it off. It's like, I could, but I just don't feel like it. You know?
Mm. Interesting. But yeah, I feel truly chaotic. Everything is chaotic.
I feel chaotic. I'm eating horribly. I'm living horribly. I'm sleeping horribly.
Everything's terrible. That's why when you were like, what to watch this week, I was like, I need something.
Something easy.
Something easy. I did not find what we watched easy.
It was long. It's not even that long of a movie, but we watched Love Actually. It took forever to get
through. We watched Love Actually. I watched it over 3 days.
Oh, I just watched
That's
it
the
like
only
an
way
hour ago.
I got through it.
Ooh,
finished
it.
I've done that before where you just really do a marathon, like, because you're like, oh, I have to get on this call to record this. Yeah.
I didn't hate it. It wasn't good.
I liked it better than I thought I was going to like it, because I hate these types of movies.
Not true.
But I was like, of these types of movies, I was like, this one was like pretty good. That's that there are bonkers part of this movie that we will discuss.
There's several bonkers parts.
I know.
Also,
there's many
this
bonkers
movie essentially
parts.
Is a masterclass in fucking someone that works for you. Like, that's it.
My main note is there should be so many sexual harassment cases. Like, this movie is
here's
a sexual harassment video. That's it.
We all know this is turning into a Red Scare podcast. We all know feminism is dead. But what the fuck is his assistant doing? Like, the black haired bangs woman?
I don't know. This movie hates women.
She's just straight up crazy. I'm like, oh, you're just trying to ruin his life, his relationship, and your workplace. You are a psychopath. She's not hot.
Really? Okay, this movie is none of the men are hot enough for what they're doing.
Yeah, except for the Prime Minister. And
the fact that the Prime Minister
is making out with somebody on a children's stage, and everybody's like, haha. Although Britain is maybe different than America. Although we also had Donald Trump, so anyway. America kind of did her own shit. As well.
No. Here's my main thing where this movie shouldn't be allowed to be seen anymore. And that's simply for the scene right before they do the card scene. You know, like the classic Love Actually, everyone knows it, where he like knocks on the door, pretends it's Carol's.
That scene is, he has too many cards. That man has too many cards.
No, here's my problem. It's the second before it, when Keira Knightley stands up and turns sideways to walk down the stairs. She is so skinny that it should be illegal to show on screen.
I had the same reaction.
She is tinier than the slats of the stairs. I gasped. I was so upset.
She stood up and I literally was like, nobody lounges in their house like that. Nobody looks like that lounging. I got mad.
If my calf was ever as skinny as her waist was, I would be thrilled.
Okay, yeah. And then we go downstairs and it's just like 15 cards. I was like, dude, two. Bring one that's like, I have a crush on you, and the other one says Merry Christmas, and then leave.
Also, he does that. That's the end of that storyline, essentially.
And what's the point? That she kisses him on the mouth? That they're like, we got closure. Like, what? Also, we all thought he was into the dude, right? I guess that's what they led us to think.
That's what I thought. I also read a review on Letterboxd. Like, what was his backup plan if his friend answered the door?
Thank you.
Just to be literally. Like, hi.
Hi. I don't know what these cards say. Anyway.
Also, like, if someone was like, oh my god, it's like Christmas carols.
And then it was a recording.
And they were gone. They were gone for that long. I'm like, what's up?
Like, he also must be just, like, a complete cynic. That he was not at any point like, oh, she's letting them sing. I might as well go down and see them. You know?
Yeah.
It hinged on a lot of variables. That man's plan.
The other question I have, the structure and layout of this house baffles me.
Maybe every single
there's
house.
Every house. Every
Maybe
house.
I don't understand, like, London architecture, but I was like, what the fuck is this? The woman who...
Laura Linney's house?
Okay, also, Laura Linney is not hot enough for him. Also, he's hotter with glasses than without.
Okay, interesting. Those glasses are the worst things I've ever seen. I watched him
driving the car, and I literally was like, I need to buy those. Where can I find those?
Literally, my thought is, these are the worst glasses I've ever seen, and Charlotte wants them. Like, he does have an incredible body. Like, that's insane. Undeniable.
And very, like,
insane.
Adonis hair and, like, Greek god.
Here's another thing. That whole scene was very sad. Very upsetting.
That storyline was very,
very, very
that
upsetting.
That storyline and the Emma Thompson one got me. Yeah, those were like, both those like sort both of real like, and like emotional.
Sort of real and deeply upsetting. Mm-hmm. Also deeply upsetting, why were her high heels still on when like he is fully shirt off, boxers, shoes, dress shoes, socks, everything on the ground. Her high heels
That's
are still
a classic
on.
Woman in a movie move. I think everybody thinks that it's really hot when women like fuck with their heels on. So I assume
maybe that, and then also a woman wearing a slip underneath
a dress. Yes. A classic.
Who owns a slip now?
I don't.
At this point,
but I also don't really wear dresses ever. I don't go anywhere.
I don't,
because my friend recently
also,
was like,
I would never buy a. Are they? Are
she
they
was
back?
Like,
are they?
It's not their back, but she was like, if you do have, you know, like a what are they called? Shift dresses that sort of like will cling to your body. In unattractive
yes.
ways.
Is that the point of them?
She was like, a slip kind of like just makes everything like smoother and sort of like, it's not shapewear, but it sort of like gives the dress something to cling to so it's not your body. And I was like, fascinating.
See, I would just never buy that dress.
That's the thing. Place. I would try the dress on and I would,
if it's,
exactly.
If it's not A-line, don't
it
give it to me.
It would never cross my mind that like, I should buy a slip for this.
No. Yeah. No, never. But again, so this movie's, It's so weird. Also, I have so many questions because I could not keep track of the storylines.
Who knows?
There's too many people.
The end is just, why are they all at the airport? Who is coming back from where? Did you get that?
I don't know. I think, no.
Like, wait, okay, so we see Colin Firth come back from Portugal or wherever. France.
That storyline I do not like. Also, why is it we have to go straight to marriage?
I don't know.
Just be like, I want a date. Also, I'm remembering now, in the very beginning, he, like, kisses that woman when he's sick,
yes.
Also, or when she's sick. Don't kiss when you're sick. Disgusting.
I don't know if
awful.
She's actually sick is the thing.
Who was she?
His girlfriend.
Oh, so what happened to her?
They break
Did
up.
Did I miss
what?
That?
He comes home from the between the wedding and the reception and finds out that she's hooking up with his brother.
I missed it. I blacked out.
His brother is in his apartment, and he sort of is like, oh, did she let you in? He's like, haha, yeah, I have to borrow some CDs. And then, like, from the other room, she's like, hey, come back and fuck me. And then there's, like, no denying it. And then he shows up in his little cottage, and we find out he's writing a novel. Like, what?
Okay. Yeah, actually, I do remember seeing this. I was like, who is this? What's happening? I did not understand. I did not realize it was his brother.
Yeah, because he says something like, what are we getting mom for Christmas this year? You know?
Okay, and so he decides to deal with that by going a house in Portugal to write a book.
I don't know if it's Portugal because right, he speaks French to the lady. I don't know.
Oh yeah, he speaks French to the lady.
And it seems like maybe they have a summer home. Or maybe she's not from Portugal, maybe she just speaks Portuguese.
How long are they there for? I am assuming it's 2 weeks.
Less than. And I'm also like, less than, and they don't speak the whole time, and I'm like, I don't understand love at first sight, but it's not this.
It's not this.
It ain't this, Colin. Yeah.
Did not like jumping it. Again, don't jump into a dirty body of water.
Okay.
That's like that other fucking movie papers, you watch, Anna Faris.
Literally. If the,
don't jump into a harbor.
If the papers need to be grabbed, you don't need to take your clothes off. Just get them wet.
I've never understood if you're urgently going someplace. Clothes on. You don't have
the. You don't have to do a sensual slow-mo takeoff.
So much of this movie is just close up on women getting undressed. The main thing I have to talk about is the porn people. Also, took me so long to realize that it was for porn. I thought in my mind,
yeah,
I was like, oh, they're for like just doubles for a sex scene.
They might be in a movie, but I feel like it was porn because they just did so many different positions.
So many different ones. Also, I was laughing my ass off because I was like, this set is a sexual harassment nightmare. There is no privacy. This is not a closed set. Also, I do not like what this movie proposes, that they need that doubles actually moving to light a scene. Mm-hmm. When they bring out the spot meter for her tit, I'm like, what is happening? This is insane. Absolutely insane. But I will say, I haven't been on a set where they did make me be the lighting double. And I had to lay on the floor for like a long time. And at that point, I was like, this is great. I'll take it. I need a rest. They were like, yeah, you have to be like the person who like falls down the stairs and is dead. And I was like, I'm ready. This is my close up. But there was also one time that I was the test for the lighting. And it was on film, and we had a spot meter. I was so pale that I broke the spot meter. They were like, you have to step out. They're like, you are too pale. We literally cannot
measure
it. We
need anybody else to stand here.
They were like, you are like literally coming off registering as like a white bounce board. And I was like, cool, I'm gonna leave.
I tried my best.
I tried.
Oh, no. Yeah, that whole part. And then obviously they're just like, what, together for like 2 hours? And then it's like, we should get married. It's like, so much of this, I was like, okay, like, you're pushing for, like, a Christmas miracle situation, but, like, you did get to sit with, like, Laura Linney and her brother, which was sad, and see it sort of, like, affect her relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emma Thompson, she's just a good actress, I think. I think she just did a good job, and she was well-written, and then she was sort of like, I'm going to confront you and tell you that I know this is happening, and, like, what do you want me to do, honestly? Because you're putting me in a shit position.
That necklace is not for her.
It was really good. It really kept you in. Because you were like, you knew that he was getting it for the other woman, but you also were like, maybe he wised up and got it
maybe
for her.
Maybe he's not terrible. Yeah.
But then it was also interesting because he never, like, cheats. He just sort of, like, plays into it, which is fucked in the same way. And Emma Thompson realizes this. But it's interesting that it's, like, he's not coming at it like, oops, I made an oopsie. I hope he's coming at it from, like, I have been entertaining this and I should not.
That's my other question. How did that storyline wrap up?
I don't know. I assume they got divorced. Like, he comes back from a plane and she's like, very cold. Like, hi, nice to see you.
Yeah. And she's like, dad's here. Yeah.
So I assume they got divorced. And she was like, oh, this was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know. Is this supposed to be the same year or a different year? Like, is this New Year's Day?
They are in another dimension. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other yet doesn't.
Because they got divorced and he's coming back from like being elsewhere. And I don't know, it would have taken a while for them to get to that point in their relationship where she's just like, cool with it.
Here's another question I have about this movie. Who determined who was British and who was English? Like, American?
Laura Linney gets to be American. I don't know.
But, like, what? What were the choices? Yeah. Like,
and the little boy's crush.
Confused me.
What elementary school show is just like, we're going to let one student be a pop star and everybody's going to support her?
Okay, I can talk about this action for ages because a 2000s movie, again, cannot exist
without a stage
without a stage performance towards the final act, it has to happen.
It's so
it
true.
Has to. Like, I don't know who in Hollywood was making the rules during the 2000s, but that was mm-hmm. the rule. Like, if you don't have a stage, get out. Like, you have to have it. Her outfit. Oh, my Lord. Low-rise sparkle jeans.
Yes.
A sequin top that
asymmetrical
in a triangle
crop.
Cut. Mm-hmm. An asymmetrical crop.
Truly a limited triangle to girls dream. I don't think sold it at limited to, but everybody who shopped at limited to wanted to look like that.
Exactly. The silver wires mm-hmm. braided into her hair.
Very Lizzie McGuire in Italy.
You're mm-hmm. right. Totally same vibes. Why? Yeah. That whole concept.
Also, she
why
could be 15 and he could be 6. What?
Okay,
so
we need to talk about this. Thomas Brody Sanger? What? I still don't know his name.
Who?
That it's the,
it's
dude,
the dude
that
from
I told you
Game
that,
of Thrones, right?
Game
and
of
Nowhere
Thrones
Boy.
And Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, yeah.
The one where I said I was like, I was like, he's hot in that, and you were like, no, he's not, he's a shrimp. And I was like, it's something about, again, a man with a hobby. He plays chess, so I'm into it.
A man needs one hobby, and I am down.
Just one.
It
doesn't,
but it can't
be
working
anything,
out.
Really.
It cannot be working out.
It can't. Actually, yeah. That's the one rule. Cannot be working out. It has to be intellectual or creative.
Like,
that's your
you
option.
Jog. Like, I'd rather you didn't jog, but, like, you could jog.
Mm-mm.
But if you go to a gym and lift weights, no.
Mm-mm. Anyone also who says they're, like, they're a runner. No. I don't want that in my life.
If somebody's like, yeah, I jog occasionally. But if somebody's like, yeah, I went on my run this morning. I'm like,
Okay, but here's the thing. Going back to...
this boy.
Jojen from Game of Thrones. Okay. What is... have you heard about the whole, like, age difference thing that the internet lost their mind over? In this movie, Keira Knightley is 18 years old.
Okay.
That kid, Thomas Jojen, Queen's Gambit boy, is 13.
Okay.
That boy is 13. There's a 5-year age difference between that. The fact that that person is 5 years different from Keira Knightley. It's absolutely insane. He looks maybe 6.
Why did they cast Keira Knightley if she's 18? And clearly playing somebody like 25 plus.
Because she was so skinny she could fit between the slats of the stairs? I don't know. They had a mission that they were like, we need people to have eating disorders. Get her in. But, oh my god. And also,
she
like,
decides to
what
drum.
Is it?
It's like, I'm going to get the babe by drumming.
I will say
it would
work
on me. But I would never be the pop star.
No, but when she turns around, points at him, when she's doing her little song, and then she turns and points at other people, his little face. So adorable. He also should have been just completely tackled and destroyed at the airport.
And they just,
the
like, give him
those
back.
Those two British cops. Yeah,
I mean,
this
is pre-9/11.
No, because at the very beginning of the movie, they drop a 9/11 reference.
They do. I did.
Immediately.
Which I thought was crazy.
So they set the premise and then later violate everything.
Yeah. I do like when the cop, gets his jacket and he just, like, lets it go. He's like, I'm going for my pop star, girly.
Yeah.
I mean...
I also thought that she was leaving forever and that's why he had to do it. But, like,
she came back.
Like 2 weeks later.
I don't get the end. Maybe the end is like an alternate reality where it's just sort of like, let's circle back to Heathrow.
Maybe it's like the end of the Lost situation type thing mm-hmm. where it's like you're on the island but not, but who knows?
Weird. It is very adorable though when he's like, the agony of love. Like, that's a classic quoted
She's
scene.
She's adorable. I will
it
say
is
that's great.
Psycho when the stepdad is like, well, if this woman comes along, we have to have sex in all of the rooms, including yours. And I was like, your son is 11. What?
He's a fetus. And also, I'm like, that's weird. That's
a weird thing
to say to your stepkid.
To say to any
at
kid,
any age.
At any point. Even if you're joking.
At any point. To be like, oh, we're gonna fuck in different rooms?
Yeah. Like, some of...
including yours?
Some of the sort of, like, British-y, like, humor lines in this, I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, like, Emma Thompson, like, comments to the girl. First of all, they just call the girl fat, like, 6 different times. The girl that the Prime Minister gets. She's not fat.
Not fat. That was, again, this movie hates women giving an eating disorder because they call that woman fat, mm-hmm. which is mind-boggling.
And she's like, my ex broke up with me because I was fat. And I'm like, okay, don't have time to unpack that, but thanks for mentioning it, girl.
Don't have time to unpack that. And then they follow up with that Keira Knightley shot to mm-hmm. really just drill
then,
in eating disorders for all
Emma
women.
Thompson, like, turn to him and be like, oh my god, she would have been your type 20 years ago. It's like, okay, you're commenting on how weird this is. Also, just everybody is fucking somebody that works for them. Like, stop.
Yeah. And they're like, this is cute. And I was like, no, this is an abuse of power.
I don't even care about that. I'm just like.
When that girl spreads her legs on her office chair I did not like it. Not one bit.
I literally was like, what is your goal here, ma'am? Are you just like annoying? Like, ultimately, I was like, oh, you're just an annoying person.
Oh my God. This movie has so much fucked up things that's going on. The fucking guy that travels to America to have sex with
At that point, I was like, you just think this is funny, whoever wrote this. I just, like, tuned it out.
I literally, that scene, I was like, oh, they're gonna rob him. That's where my mind was at. I was like, this is a setup. Like, this is gonna be him getting, like, murdered, robbed, something.
Yeah. No, I was just like,
and then it worked.
I just was like, this is a dumb, like, some writer was like,
they got January funny? Jones for this.
Which one is she?
She's, the second one or something that she finds in the ponytail.
Because the person who comes last, like, he's like, Harriet, and she has a sister. She's famous. I don't know who she is.
She's a model
or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fucking, isn't that Denise Richards? Is that a name?
Denise Richards?
No. What are you I'm right. Look at that. Look at that deep pull that I just did.
Anything else you want to say?
Here's another weird, yeah. I also didn't get in this movie on his little cards that he does, okay? He says, it's Christmas, so it's time to tell the truth. Is there a Christmas rule that I missed? I did not think Christmas was about being honest.
Yeah. The whole point of this is just, like, that Christmas is a reason that, like, families come together. Like, there's no real Christmasness about it, other than it's, like, gift-giving.
I have a couple of just last minute fire questions.
I'll answer that.
Why was there a shrimp in the nativity
play? Oh, I think that was just sort of like kids, you know, just sort of absurdity. Like, of course a children's nativity play is going to have lobsters.
Okay.
When the octopus shrimp. Kid is in between them in the car. Just ride him with the prime minister to my function.
Absolutely insane. Question that I have is, what is up with the whole music storyline? Why is that in there, that he's making a song and is terrible, and the whole music video of the Santa dancers?
I guess it's just like sort of news that you can sort of tie them all together with, like, you can have them watching the TV and seeing it, and obviously you see the little boy watch it and then be like, I want to be a musician, and then it's like, you know, Christmas miracle at the end, that like a famous guy is like, hey, my loser manager was the one that's there for me. Reality.
Interesting.
That storyline didn't do anything for me, but it was cute.
I didn't get that at all.
And that was like very British to have sort of like
it was
the celebrity just sort of talk shit on the radio and everybody be like, ah.
We like it. Whatever. How did the child know his way around an airport so well?
I have no idea. Also, I was like, why?
How did he know what gate?
I don't know. They walked in, they were like, it's going to JFK. And I was like, did you know she was going to JFK? Anyway.
But my main question, how did Mr. Bean is in this movie?
I love that one scene with, like, the little, he's, like, putting the roses in it. He's like, I will do it so quickly.
Just a little cinnamon stick. Delicious,
like,
wonderful.
Sir, this is his cinnamon stick. He's putting his glove on for the holly. That's really good. I like that. And then, of course, he's holding up the line again at the airport. Which is how the little boy
But, like doing a solid.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing a solid. Like, he like, knows that he's, again,
yeah, like he knows.
Very odd that they do this in a world post 9/11, that, like, people be like, we're going to help someone sneak on into an airport and cause havoc.
But it's
no
so
one
cute.
Also tries to stop the child. It's adorable.
I love it.
I hate airport scenes, but I do enjoy this
it's
one.
It's a kid, I guess, ultimately. They're like, what are we going to do? Arrest this kid for love? Yes, they are going to arrest this kid from home.
They are. They should have. What also blew my mind is, so the dude that does the cards, who loves Keira Knightley but can't be with her.
Yeah.
That's the fucking dude from Walking Dead who plays a country dude. And I did not know he was British until this movie.
Is he British?
And it blew my mind. Yes.
Weird. Yeah. Same thing happened with watching The Wire and then finding out Dominic West is British. You're like, what?
It really messes with my mind that people can just do that. But good for them.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, cool, I'll never be an actor.
Oh my God. Here's another weird thing. The whole fucking time when they go to Portugal, and he, how does he get there so fast? That plane is just ready to go.
That whole thing where he like shows up at their house and they're just like, yeah, let's go find her.
They all run through the village. They all show up at work. The sister who's just like, he's gonna sell her? Like, what is happening?
Like, shut up, Miss Dunkin' Donuts 2003. I was like, what?
It's like, what? Again, because this movie hates women.
maybe does. Like, they only get fucked like, up. Like, no woman ends up happy. I guess this woman speaking Portuguese, but...
But, like, why? Why is she into
him? Because he's quiet? Embarrassing. Maybe
that's
a secret.
I
want a problematic man.
Cannot.
People are like, we love an unproblematic white man. I'm like, yeah, he's boring. Like, would you want to date Tom Holland? No, I'd kill myself before I dated Tom Holland. You know? Did you see those, like...
See, I would want an unproblematic man.
That's my toxic dream.
Prompts, answers. What are you looking for? Chaos.
That's why I deleted my Hinge. Because it really did not bring in the right people. You know, it's dark, though. Unrelated. My sister has a boyfriend, yeah, but she was, like, on Tinder when she was, like, 28 or whatever, 27. And she was like, yeah, like, once you get old enough, people will just, like, put in their bio, like, looking to get married and have kids, like, soon. And I'm like, imagine if we make it to the point where we have to, people who are like,
that's happening.
Not to make Pam, like, looking to have fun. But, like, at some point, it's going to be like, hello, I would like to get married this year so that we are at the right age to have kids. It's on a dating
that's where
app,
we're headed.
We're one day going to be like,
that's where we're headed. Years old and just we're like, getting close. It's going to happen.
Still on Hinge and still like,
God. I talked to my boss about her dating life too, and I'm like, it doesn't, I'm like, the, ugh, this is bad. This is just, it's going to be bad forever. Do you know what? Maybe that's, we're going to pull a reverse love
action.
Here's
actually. The thing, if I go, you want to follow me? We'll just be in
touch. I'll go.
I was thinking about that.
Oh my God. I would go.
No reason to
I
be
need
here.
A change.
Yeah, I need a change.
I just moved into a new apartment, have a job that I like. I should leave it all.
I need a change. I just need several major changes. I need a change.
I need a change. Maybe I should cut all my hair off.
You could.
I could do all of that. That's how you know I'm really not doing well. Literally, the only reason for a moment I thought about going to that party was I was like, this is my only shot to maybe meet someone in person.
Sad.
And I couldn't.
And like,
I couldn't will myself to do
never,
it. I couldn't.
I will never enjoy a party if I feel like there's like a motivation. Like if I go to a party and I'm like, I should like be like, no. Then you're in the middle of a conversation. And you're
people
like,
that went out with a mission in mind, with a goal. Mm-mm.
You're only going to end up feeling sad or be delusional anyway. Although...
Yeah, my only mission was eating a large Domino's pizza by myself at the end of the night. And I accomplished
college?
It many
really.
A time.
Did we have a good college experience?
It was a bad day when the Domino's delivery guy knew who I was.
Anyway, the thing is, you graduate, you're like, things will only get better from here. They got worse.
Yeah, like, I'm doing poorly. Like, I called my mom the other day and I was like, I am unwell physically, mentally, emotionally. Like, things are bad. I literally left work to like come work at home simply because I was like, if I'm here one more minute, I'm going to do something that I'm going to regret. Like, I have to remove myself from the situation.
I have a few like older friends who are like 28 and they have like serious partners in my mind I'm like, okay, that's fine, they're older than me, like that makes sense, my time is coming. And now I'm quickly realizing they all met their partners at 25, which I will very soon
I'm
like, oh,
I
no.
had that and like I'm like, this is it that I have to we've talked about timelines. I'm like, the timeline has approached. Yeah. It is here. It has arrived. Because
you're like, oh, it's like whatever, I don't have to like wait up, you know, think about that till like I'm 28. But it's like, no. By 28, I would like to have 2 years into a really, you know.
Like,
we'll see. Maybe I do think 25 is like feeling right for me. Whether it's true that I like have to get on the apps and like put time. It's also crazy going on dates and like actively dating. And I was like, oh, that takes up a lot of your time, as does having a partner. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's why I have so much free time. It's because I'm neither dating nor do I have a boyfriend. So I'm just like free all the time.
I really just no longer want to be the friend that like the table that's like, oh, I'm the only person here without
someone. Like when somebody invites you somewhere and you can just be like, oh, I'm bringing somebody, and it like makes sense and everybody's like on board.
Yeah, it's like, or like the invite when they're like, oh my gosh, it's plus one.
Who's my plus one?
If you don't have one, it's fine.
Yeah.
Dark.